Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller from Chicago, still sweltering under this Midwestern clam bake that we're having. Boy, we've had some tremendous weather. But I suppose we can't complain too much because people all over the nation are having it. One of our local papers here yesterday printed a very cute picture. It might be a good idea for editors all over the nation to copy. On the front page of one of the evening dailies, they had a picture of Lake Michigan, which can get to be pretty irritable looking in the middle of winter. They had a picture of Lake Michigan snapped on January 27th, this last January 27th, because on that particular day, the temperature was 10 below zero. And it made such an interesting picture and story behind it that I think everybody quit complaining and said, gee, this isn't so bad after all. But anyway, we've had about 9 or 10 consecutive days of temperatures way up in the 90s, but let's keep cool now for at least the next 15 and listen to some real swell music. Brought to you by my favorite friends, and I think they're friends of yours too. I know they are, because they make a product that you just will be fine in having at all times. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. You try it. Well, let's play some music. A little while later, you're going to meet the boys that made this record. They record for the Dot label. They call themselves the Hilltoppers, and the name of the song is I Must Be Dreaming.
Well, I met her at a fish fry in Tennessee. I smiled at her. She smiled at me. I said, baby, it would move me if I could dance with you. Said anything that moves you, babe, will move me too.
I said I must.
Well, let's jump this old fish fry. Get out in the sun. Let's go someplace where we can have some fun. I've got lots of time now, honey. What do you want to do? There's anything that moves you, baby, will move me too.
I said I must be dreaming. I said I must be dreaming. I said I must be dreaming. I've never been this good to me.
That's the Hilltoppers with a fine and brand new Dot record called I Must Be Dreaming. You know, you mothers can be glad that the kids in the household like Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum because, you know, it satisfies without spoiling the appetite. Now, that makes it an ideal treat for all the kids, light and pure and wholesome. You can give it to your little fellows and little girls as a special treat. You know, if they behave themselves all day and don't tune in the television set too much, all you got to do is say, look, and I'll promise you're going to have a stick of wonderful Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. And you'd be surprised how they'll quit being quite so restless or fidgety or noisy. You'd be amazed how frequently they'll quiet down with the pleasure of chewing always refreshing and delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. So, Mother, take a tip from an old hand with the babies, will you? And have a few packages around the house. I know that the kids will like it. And you'd be sort of grabbing for a stick yourself because it is delicious, particularly in these warm, warm days. Well, that record, as we said before, was done by the Hilltoppers, a group that was organized a couple of years ago down south of the Mason-Dixon line. The composition of the Hilltoppers include Clive Dill, who sings tenor in the group, Eddie Crow, who is the baritone, and Bob Gay, who is bass. And the boy singer, the lead, is a lad by the name of Jimmy Saka, a great guy who I know that you're going to enjoy meeting. And as long as he's the lead singer, I think he should be the lead talker. He is waiting down at the air-conditioned Muehlbach Hotel, a wonderful place, in Kansas City, Missouri. So come on in and say hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Howard. Hi, everybody.
Is it pretty warm down there?
Oh, sweltering.
It is, huh?
Oh, it's really hot.
But not where you are. Where are you speaking to me from?
We're speaking from the Trianon Ballroom here in the Muehlbach Hotel, and it is cool here, Howard.
What is it, a great big ballroom?
Well, it's not exactly large, but it's nice and cozy.
Uh-huh. Because it sounds like almost studio quality. Gee, the engineers from KMBC down there have certainly done a swell job at setting up the gear.
They sure have, Howard, believe
Now, Jimmy, I just read off the names, the composition of your group. This is not the Hilltopper group originally started, was it?
No, it's not, Howard. The other boys of the original Hilltoppers are now in the Army. Well, two of them are. Seymour Spiegelman and Don McGuire.
Yes.
And Billy Vaughn is the musical director for Dot Records now, and Billy isn't traveling with us anymore.
Yes. Well, now, Jimmy, I haven't met your confederates in the crime of music down there. I would like to meet them.
All right. Starting from the top to bottom, we have our top tenor man, Clive Dill.
Hi, Howard. It's pleasure to be with you this morning.
Clive, thank you very much, and welcome aboard to the club and also to the group known as the Hilltoppers.
Our baritone man, Howard, is Eddie Crow.
Hi, Howard. Nice to be here.
Edward, I suppose you're as warm as the rest of us?
A little raspy with the voice.
A little raspy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you do some vocalizing, and you'll be all right tonight when you play your engagement out at Wildwood Lake, that great resort town.
I better be.
And our bass man, Robert Gay.
Morning, Howard.
Good morning, Bob. How are you? You're really down there, but you deserve to be because you're the bass singer.
Yeah, well, a little later on, I'll get a little higher.
All right, Bob. Now, Jimmy, this group is the group that appears with you. Of course, you're a member of the original group. And this new group now is the ones that appear with you in personal appearances. Is that the idea?
That's right, Howard. The original Hilltoppers still do all the recording.
Well, how do you do that? Do you send tapes over to Europe or all the boys in America?
No, all the boys are in the States. Seymour's in the 69th Army Band at Fort Dix, and Don McGuire's in the AAA outfit in Baltimore.
Oh, I see. So it's just by a matter, then, of conveniently arranging leaves and so forth that you can get together for your recording sessions.
That's right. They're close enough to drive into New York for a weekend.
Oh, wonderful. Well, now, what will happen after the boys complete their service?
Well, when they complete their service, Howard, they will again take their place with the Hilltoppers.
Well, that will leave Clive and Eddie and Bob without a lead singer. I wonder, by that time, maybe I'll be unemployed. Maybe we can start a new group.
Called
the Valley Toppers.
I told you, you sang great.
Well, sure. You said that because you've never heard me. Well, now, Jimmy, what was the start of the Hilltopper group? Actually, how was the act born?
Well, we were all students except Billy Vaughn at Western Kentucky State College in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And in May of 1952, Billy Vaughn was playing in a local night spot outside of the college.
Yes, now this is the same Billy Vaughn, excuse me the interruption, the same Billy Vaughn that made the number one bestseller last year, Melody of Love, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right, Melody of Love, Silver Moon, and The Waltz You Saved for Me.
Yes.
But Billy was playing with a combo, and I used to go out to the club that he was playing in, and I used to get up and sing with the band he was playing with. And Billy came up to me one day and said he had written a song, and he would like me to put it on tape so that he could send it away for the purpose of selling the song. So I told him I'd love to do it, and he told me to get a couple boys to sing in the background because we had no band to accompany us. So I got Seymour Spiegelman and Don McGuire, and Billy Vaughn sang baritone, and we got together one morning and we learned the song. That afternoon we put it on an Eichert tape recorder in the school auditorium with just one baby grand piano and the three voices in behind the lead. And that night we brought it to Bill Stamps, a local disc jockey, and he played it. And he got some response to it. So he sent it to Dot Records, which was 50 miles away. And Randy Wood, the president of Dot Records, called us a week later after listening to it quite a few times and told us he wanted to record the song and the group.
What song was that?
Trying.
Oh, that was the big and very auspicious start of the career of the Hilltoppers.
That's right. We were very, very, very lucky, Howard.
Well, was that your biggest seller up to date? I guess not, but it certainly was one of the biggest, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It rates in the top three. The biggest one was P.S. I Love You.
Yes, that was a strange thing. I remember Randy Wood brought me P.S. I Love You. On the other side, something about dying.
I'd rather die young.
I'd rather die young.
That's
and we
right.
sat and listened to it in the audition chamber, and I said then, Randy, I think it's a great song, but it seems to me that it carries a rather macabre significance when it mentions dying when you're young.
That's right.
And he said, well, I got the same feeling, Howard, and for that reason I backed it up with a standard so that if worse comes to worse, at least it'll sell a few because of the other side, P.S. I Love You.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, of course, Randy and I were right in one sense, but neither of us had any idea that that thing would go like it did, that P.S. I Love You side. That must have gone a couple of million, didn't it?
Well, it went about $1,200,000, Howard.
Gee, that's wonderful. Well, since then, of course, you fellows have had fantastic luck. Good luck, and of course you deserved it. You went off to the service a couple of years ago and spent your time here in the States too, didn't you?
No, I didn't, Howard. I went to the Far East.
Oh, were you in the Far East?
Yes, I was in Korea and Okinawa for over a year. And I just got back in the States February 15th and discharged February 18th.
Well, Jimmy, I'm certainly looking forward to having you make a personal appearance here in Chicago real soon, so you hurry in, will you?
Well, Howard, Chicago is one of our favorite towns, and we're looking forward to coming in there, too.
Wonderful. Now, the other side of this, I Must Be Dreaming, which can be considered, I suppose, the B-side, the rhythm tune, is this great big hit of yours, which is now being featured in neighborhood theaters because it's theme music of a motion picture of the same name. So let's listen to it. The Hilltoppers, a wonderful act of show business with this great Dot recording, The Kentuckian Song.
I see my darling in its spray of summer sunlight. I see my darling in the leaves that fall. I see her walking in the rainy April sadness. And hear her name in every bluebird call. I've told the possum in the gum tree, the raccoon on the ground. Told everyone but my darling of the happiness I found. My heart than the weeping willow tree, if my darling and her heart were not for me. Told the possum in the gum tree, the raccoon on the ground. Told everyone but my darling of the happiness I found. My heart would cry more than the weeping willow tree if my darling and her heart were not for me.
That's the Kentuckian Song with the Hilltoppers featuring Jimmy Sock as lead singer. Jimmy, it sounds to me like you've racked up another gold record for yourself with that one.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed, Howard.
Well, I hope so. It's a most deserving act. You've all done such a great job, not only music-wise, but in the service of our United States Army, that I think acts like that deserve the finest from the people. Thank you very much for being there at the Muehlbach Hotel today. It was real pleasant talking to you on our CBS wires for the Wrigley people. I hope I see you in Chicago real soon.
Ditto, Howard. I'd like to say it's always a pleasure talking to you and all your listening audience there. And we're looking forward, like I said before, to coming into Chicago and saying hi in person.
Thank you very much. That was Jimmy Sock, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in the meantime, I hope that you're going to do us all one great big favor. And by so doing us a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. You try our sponsor's product, will you? It's the finest gum in all the world, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You'll like it. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with a great show. You'll be sure to tune in. Bye-bye.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with Music on Records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Mindy Carson from her summer home in Bedford Village, New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.